rain will evolve in the western Corn Belt during the course of the day today and will spread across portions of the central and eastern sections of the region as we go from Friday into Saturday. The precipitation is not expected to be equally distributed across the region. Some areas will get more precipitation than others, and the majority will see just enough, though, to disrupt harvest progress across parts of the region for just a little while. Now, as dry as the ground is across the Midwest, the odds are pretty high that we will not be out of the fields for very long. Most everybody will see net drying conditions occur rather swiftly following the storm system. However, there will be a follow-up disturbance that will occur as we get into the latter part of the weekend and into early next week that promises more rain for the region. So farming activity will be slowed down quite a bit as we move through this next 7-day period, and enough precipitation will fall to see an improvement in the overall establishment of some of the soft wheat crop across parts of the lower Midwest, and that'll be good news in itself. The general forecast goes like this. We will see rain in the western Corn Belt today. The majority of the precipitation will be focused on areas coming up out of Kansas into parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. Now, a lot of the precipitation will not reach those northern areas until later this evening and overnight tonight, and at the same time, we'll probably not see any precipitation of consequence occurring to the east of the Mississippi River until sometime probably on Friday morning or very late Thursday night. The majority of the precipitation in this first 24-hour period will run from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch. There'll be some localized 1 to 2-inch amounts, and it also looks as though the amounts that occur in the eastern Midwest from Friday into Saturday will probably run from a tenth of an inch upwards to 5/10 of an inch, with some potential for localized amounts in between a half inch and maybe an inch and a quarter. Now, those greater rain totals that occur Friday into Saturday will probably be very localized into the lower portions of the region, so areas in southern Illinois, maybe southeastern Missouri, a couple spots in southern Indiana, or even western Kentucky will probably be the areas most prone to the heavier amounts of rainfall. The lightest precipitation will occur just to the north of that region across the heart of the Midwest, and some of those areas are probably not going to see much precipitation at all out of this particular frontal boundary. Now, a follow-up system is expected to come out of Texas as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. This storm system is going to be fed by a hurricane that is named Patricia that is going to be slamming into central Mexico early Saturday morning. The storm is expected to be a major hurricane, and it will have a tremendous amount of moisture associated with it, and all that will stream across central Mexico and into Texas and to help to enhance a storm system for the lower Mississippi River basin and eventually the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest as we get out towards the end of the weekend and on into early next week. Widespread precipitation will come with this event. The heaviest amounts will be down in Texas. Maybe some 7-inch amounts will be possible down that way. The storm system will not start its debut into the Midwest, though, until sometime late on Sunday, and at that time we'll likely see precipitation increasing from south to north across the area. The majority of the precipitation will be focused on Monday and Tuesday, at which time we'll see widespread coverage because there'll be a cool front coming in from the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and these two features will likely join up and help to enhance rainfall across the central and especially the eastern Midwest as we get out to midweek next week. At that time, a cold air mass will also be coming into the region. Temperatures will likely drop across the northern plains and eventually across the Midwest as we finish out the week next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.